95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Is it Friday yet? Is it Friday? Are we there yet?
It's not. It's Thursday. It's close.
That's not good enough.
It's close. Thursday's close.
Thursday is close.
Yeah.
All right, I'll buy that.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Yes! Well, that again!
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday.
Woo! Yeah, that's hot.
So Thursday is a lot better than Wednesday, Tuesday, and Monday.
Those are the worst days ever.
Yeah.
What the hell's the matter with those days?
Give me five on today's show. At 5 o'clock, we play five songs in a row with the theme.
You know, yesterday we played Baby Got Back because the word back.
Right. We did play that song.
Today, the word is got that we're looking for in the title, which means we could play
Baby Got Back. Yeah, let's play it again. I like it.
Let's play Sir Mix-a-Lot in the five every day from now on. Every single freaking day.
I don't know that I've got that in me. One American dollar on the show today.
Oh, sweet.
We're going to get your predictions for the Laker game.
Yeah, you got a chance tonight to go to, it's for the power trip, right?
Yes, all 3 days of the power trip if you get the score right.
You got to get the score right for, is it tonight's game?
Tonight's game.
Tonight's game, and if you do, then we're going to hand you tickets to all 3 days. That's insane.
I think it's tonight's game.
It's going to be a little bit hard. Yeah, I thought it was tomorrow, but I don't know.
I'll check. Whatever. I'm not positive. Listen, the KLOS name game.
Mm-hmm.
Is up to $12,600.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Why do you refuse to win our money?
So we're going to do that.
Win it.
Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Reach it, sister.
You know the writer's strike is going on now.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of TV shows that are game shows. Different
right.
things that don't need writers,
right,
reality
exactly.
shows.
Yeah, radio shows.
The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Blah. Has finally given the go-ahead to senior citizen Bachelor.
Oh, my God.
Yep, the Oldster.
No.
They're not calling it the Oldster, but they should.
Yeah, they should. No.
They're calling it the Golden Bachelor.
Goldenrod Bachelor.
There's going to be a guy, and then all these women are going to be vying for his attention.
Do we have to? I mean, I guess.
I have seen a preview of the show. Yeah. This is the actual Bachelor.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
So you got that guy going.
Wow.
For, no, I'm just kidding.
I would actually watch that.
I would watch that, too.
I would watch that.
That would be pretty great.
Yeah.
The gossip going back and forth would be hilarious, though.
She wants you on top of her, holding her hair and riding her like a bucking bronco while she sucks your thumb and says, Mommy like it.
Oh, I mean, I was already not on board.
I am looking forward to this.
He wants you to stare into each other's eyes without blinking while you do it. And then afterward, lick the sweat off each other.
Ah, where did you get this horrible, horrible stuff? Ugh, dude, I can never eat again.
We're not done.
She wants to unplug all the clocks and the phones and have a 3-day sex marathon.
Oh. That's more like it, yeah.
She wants to walk wrong for a week.
That should be their slogan.
She wants to walk wrong for a week.
And finally,
it involves a mannequin hand and an electric shaver taped to a golf club.
You hurt, man. You hurt people. That's what you do.
That is a hilarious Will Ferrell movie, and I don't remember what the title of it is.
Don't watch this film if you ever want to eat again.
But he and his wife or girlfriend are sending this message back and forth through her mom.
All right.
And she's like, I don't want to say this stuff. But that's the Oldster coming this fall. I'm just saying they have better songs.
Why did you ask me to play it then?
That song's fine.
You love that song.
I do love it. But I'm just saying some of their songs are better.
There's
than
one or two that are slightly better. It's weird with some bands. You love their songs or loathe them.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Not that song, though. We love that bicycle song.
Yes, of course.
That was great.
Yeah.
Strippers rally in support of unionizing strippers.
Well, they should.
It's a new thing that just happened. The Star Garden topless dive bar.
Oh, in North Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a lovely place.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. They got great drink specials.
They are the first strippers to unionize.
Ooh. That's daring. Bold.
Star Garden is committed to negotiating in good faith with Actor Equity, a first of its kind collective bargaining agreement, which I don't understand all of.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that
is. So let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline and talk to Tony LaBianco, who is the president of Strippers Local 107.
Howdy, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're good.
Very good.
Can you help us understand what we're talking about?
Yeah, of course I can. Listen, these ladies work hard, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So they got to unionize. They got to use their collective bargaining power to try to get better wages and better working conditions, you know?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I used to be with the Teamsters, you know, and then I moved over into more lucrative areas like organizing strippers. Oh, Jesus!
Well, they got to be better to hang out with than the guys, I would think, overall.
They are. Yeah. They smell better, that's for sure.
So what are some...
get them higher wages,
yeah,
and better working conditions, like security, so some numbnuts doesn't try to get too handsy, and the next thing you know, you got to bust a kneecap. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, it sounds rough.
Well, it is. These girls, they're little delicate things, you know. These guys, they got sweaty hands all over them, you know. You don't want them falling out in the parking lot or something. They got to take care of them.
Yeah. So
we also, you know, got better conditions. We got, body glitter, you know, the good stuff, not the cheap stuff they've been using. The body glitter that it never comes out of your clothes. You're wearing that home forever.
I didn't want that.
It's like the Scarlet A with that body glitter.
We're also going to get them that perfume they like so much. That's on the house. The one that smells like cotton candy and Twinkies been rubbed all over you for about a week.
I do like that.
That's on the house. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, that's going to be part of the deal. We're negotiating now with the owners.
I see.
We're going to get pasties that stay on because these poor girls have been using Gorilla Glue. You can't get those things off. It's an ouchie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would imagine. Damn.
And actually, we want champagne in the champagne room. Enough of this Zima.
I think we can all agree on Zima.
Are they balking at anything? Is there anything they're saying absolutely no to?
Hey, let me tell you something. Nobody balks when they're talking to me, all right?
I believe it.
I believe it, too.
That's your butthole, you balk with you. I'll tell you that much.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What you got? We're talking about songs with "got" in the title coming up at 5 o'clock today on Gimme 5.
Right now we're talking Lakers, who are in the playoffs again.
Woo, Lakers.
I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, Jesse Cohen, on the LA Kings podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, do you consider, when you're asked who are the greatest Lakers,
right,
do you consider LeBron James as a Laker?
I mean, you really kind of have to, but I totally see the legitimacy of the question. I mean,
I don't, and I'll tell you why. Because
he has his interests elsewhere.
He has won championships all around the league, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a Laker, technically, but I would go, my top three would be Magic Johnson.
Right.
Always a Laker.
Sure.
Kobe, always a Laker.
Right.
And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, almost always a Laker.
Right.
Most of his career.
No, that
makes
sense.
Where they won the championships.
Right.
Here.
Right. And so many other, like Kobe especially, so much. Los Angeles is home.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
would love to ask him, you know, LeBron.
I love LeBron.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But, you know.
I mean, an amazing player.
Team player. Yeah, I think he's probably going to retire. In Cleveland, I would guess.
Okay.
Maybe they sign him for a one-day contract or something. He retires.
Oh, you're thinking go that far. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know.
That's interesting. Yeah.
But it was just an interesting question because when I was asked that, I didn't think of him.
Right.
And he's clearly one of the best basketball players of
all
time.
Amazing. Yeah.
We'll give you a chance to make predictions about tonight's game.
Yeah, tonight's game. It's a 5:30 our time, right?
Yes.
On ESPN. So
on
please
ESPN.
Tune out of KLOS and go watch the game. Don't leave us on in the background. That's what you can do.
If you have a feeling on the LeBron James question, let us know.
But mostly what we're looking for, because we got these power trip tickets, is we love predictions. We love betting on anything. So if you think you can guess what the final score in tonight's game is going to be, then call us right now, right?
Yes, 818-955-KLOS. We'll take callers 13 through 16.
We'll take four callers. And you guess what tonight's final score is going to be. And if one of you guys hit it dead on, you get tickets to all 3 days of power.
All 3 days.
That's insane.
The last game, just for reference, was higher than usual, I think, 132 to 126.
Yeah,
so
that
helps you at all.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
If you want to make predictions about tonight's game, callers 13, 14, 15, and 16, good luck.
Who's that?
that dude you had a chat with not too long ago.
Do you remember when he came in?
Bloody well
when we were here?
Why is it every time I'm not here?
Do you remember when we were here?
You invite friends
and
over.
And Wolfgang Van Halen came in.
And then Ian Asbury of the cult.
Oh, you
weren't
here, right.
Came in when I wasn't here. Always the cool people stopped
you
by.
You were gone.
I don't blame him, actually. I can't blame him for not being
How
here.
How about that?
Another celebration at the end of the world. Such great stuff. You know, I mean, bands have been, and artists have been recording their own, all their music at home for quite a while now. He takes it to a whole new level.
He does,
playing everything.
All the instruments,
That's him screaming.
That's crazy.
It's unbelievable. All right, so we got some tickets to give away, hopefully.
We're talking about the Lakers game against the Denver Nuggets today, and we're looking for the exact score, which we know is hard to get, obviously.
Yep.
But if you get it, you win all 3 days of Power Trip.
Because that would be pretty amazing. If you hit both both team scores on the head, then you're going to go out there for all 3 days.
So how many people do we have?
There's four people. Holding, yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
We got Pat and Jason and Forrest and Lupe. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Good.
We're good. We're looking for a score for tonight's Lakers game. And if you get it right, you get all 3 days of Power Trip.
Oh, no way.
No. You guys going to be watching the game starting at 5:30 on ESPN tonight?
Of course.
I will be.
And let's Carol go Lakers.
Go Lakers!
All right, well, let's go in order. Pat, you were the first one to call in. What do you think the final score is going to be tonight?
Well, tough. I'm going to say I'm going to think it's going to be close again. 123 to 117.
Who wins?
Lakers.
Lakers.
Just checking.
Jason, you're up next. What do you think the final score is going to be tonight?
Pat almost took my score. I'm going to say 124 Lakers, 116 Denver.
Wow, you're right.
It's
next
very close.
Door.
Yeah,
cool. All right, Forrest, for 3 days at Power Trip, what do you think the final Lakers game is going to be tonight?
I'm going to go 120 Lakers, 116 other guys.
Close game. Other guys.
screw them. We're not going to name them.
The Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, don't name them.
It's fine. It's good.
And Lupe, what do you think the final score is going to be?
This is too hard. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Lakers, 129. Other team, 123.
I like it. All right, guys, hold on. Don't go away. We're going to get your information. Did any of you have, you had another question for them, right?
Do any of you have any thoughts about LeBron being a Laker, one of the greatest Lakers of all time?
Kind of, not really.
You don't think he's really invested enough in our Los Angeles Lakers to...
Yeah, he hasn't put in the work like Kobe and Magic and Kareem and those guys.
Yeah, that's a lot to live up to.
Yeah, no kidding.
It really is.
It sure is.
All right, guys, don't wander off. Let's do it again. Let's take four more. Yes.
All right, caller 13, 14, 15, and 16 at 818-955-KLOS. Talking about the Lakers game tonight in the series against the Denver Nuggets, and we're trying to get the exact... right score. If somebody can guess that.
You predict that. We'll be amazed. And we'll even reward you for it.
We'll give you tickets to all 3 days of Power Trip.
Yeah.
Which is pretty great.
We've got a whole bunch of people who are going to try and guess right now, all on the phone together. Hey, say hi to each other.
What's up?
We got Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Matt?
We got Max.
May, what's happening?
We got Gloria.
Hello, how are you?
We got Carl.
Hello, L.A. Let's go, Lakers.
Let's go, Lakers.
All right, so we're taking final scores. It's a long shot, we'll be honest, but so is this trip, the Power Trip.
Yeah, it's such a huge thing.
You got Guns N' Roses and Iron Maiden. You got AC/DC and Ozzy. And then you got Metallica and Tool.
Who else is with Gloria? Looking forward to Ozzy.
I'm by myself.
I'm definitely looking forward to
it.
Everyone's
awesome. Good for y'all. All right, so let's start with Jeff. You were caller 13. What do you think the final score between the Lakers and the Nuggets are going to be tonight, man?
I'm going against the grain, man. I'm going 121-113 Nuggets.
Oh, you're saying the Nuggets?
Son of a bitch.
Holy cow. Ooh. Are we allowed to leave him on the phone?
I'm a Celtics fan. I can't help it.
Oh! Rub salt in the wound, you asshole.
All right, Max, you were caller 14. What do you think it's going to be?
I think the Lakers are going to take it 121 to 118.
To 118. We haven't had that guess yet, so that is a valid guess. Thank you. Gloria, where are you at?
I'm with the Lakers 127 to 124.
124. Wow, that's a close game. This is going to be a good game. I guess we should watch it in about an hour.
Yeah.
All right, and Carl, you're the last one at 16. What do you think the final score is going to be?
The Lakers, 118, and whatever those other guys are, who knows, 112.
112. Right on. So, Jeff, you are really the odd man out.
Oh, yeah. I'm used to it.
All right, Kevin had a little question for the panel.
Oh,
now.
I was just asking if when you're counting down the greatest Lakers of all time, do you include LeBron James?
Hell no.
No, everybody sort of agrees. I'm surprised.
I mean, we all love LeBron.
Yeah, agreed.
He's awesome.
Agreed.
It's just there's so many super stellar stars that are very much Los Angeles
that
based
have been Lakers
all along.
All their career, right, with Kobe and Magic.
And their hearts in it.
Yeah. Won all the championships here. So.
And so you all guys are pretty much on board with that.
All right. I thought I would get some pushback, but all right.
All right. Well, Jeff, you can sit this one out, but the rest of us, let's go Lakers!
Go Lakers!
Let's go Lakers!
Suck it, Jeff!
Let's go, Celtic, baby!
In your dreams.
Give me five.
Give me five.
Five songs in a row.
Oh, all right, I can do that. That is no problem at
the
all.
The theme today is songs with got in got the title.
So Baby Got Back's definitely coming up again like yesterday, right? Is that right?
I'm not positive about that, no.
All right, what's the first one then? Oh, Girls Got Rhythm?
Yeah, Girls Got Rhythm.
Hell yeah.
For Andy, for Byron, and for Frankenstein on Twitter.
Frankenstein?
Yep.
Frankenstein. You guys have good taste. I'm actually wearing the AC/DC 1979 World Tour t-shirt right now.
Yes, you are.
I didn't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, from Highway to Hell, which this is the shirt.
You wear one every day,
I do.
Though, so it's
but
not
that was
a real surprise.
Got is what the five is about today.
Give me five, and Andy wants to hear I've Got a Line on You by Spirit.
Oh, good one. There are a lot of songs you don't hear enough out in the world, but that is way up on the list for me. Spirit, I Got a Line on You. What
great.
A great song that is. So
requested by Andy.
Andy, okay, all right.
Are we legally obligated to play every song that he requests?
Andy?
Yeah.
Oh, is this Andy Schwann?
Yes, this is. Yeah. This is the guy
yes,
that hired us.
Yeah, that's right.
At the other radio station. So whatever he wants, he gets.
Dude, it's your call. It's your radio station. You can have it.
Got to get you into my life.
Stick around for more Andy choices coming up on KLOS.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Give Me Five Songs with Got in the title.
What do you got?
Exactly. If you and Uncle Jack want to hear some You Sure Got That Right by some Lynyrd Skynyrd.
You've got to come up with a song that has Got in the title for Give Me Five today. What do you got?
Got to Get You Into My Life.
Just played it. Where are you at? What are you doing over there? You're hiring a kite. Good
yes,
for you.
Yes, I am.
Yay!
Yes.
We're huge fans of you then. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. It's Give Me Five Songs with Got in the title.
I Got You, Babe.
I misinterpreted that. I heard you say You Really Got Me, Van Halen. Is that what you actually said, sir?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You Really Got Me, Van Halen.
I thought so,
absolutely.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you for helping me.
We're here to help.
You
care.
Good. You're a perfect human being. Absolutely. Thank you, Derek.
Your chance to play the KLOS name game is coming up very soon.
That's right. We got another shot. And what is it at now?
$13,000.
Wow.
For
wow.
a listener to win. You know what
wow.
you get? You
what?
Get $1.
$1, that's what I need.
Dude, that's the story of my life, man.
That's less.
That is. That's if you do math. That's complicated.
That's correct. All right, we're doing cat breeds.
Right. Oh, for, well, yeah. Uh-huh.
For the KLOS name game.
Right.
So I thought I would go the other direction and go dog, the top 10
Dog breeds. Oh, wow.
Top 10
man.
Dog breeds.
Oh, man. I got to guess the top 10 dog breeds.
You get six
cow.
Guesses to get four.
Six for four. All
mm-hmm.
right. Do you watch, he says he stalls the dog shows like on Thanksgiving Day and New Year's Day? You ever watch any of those?
To make fun of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, sure. You know, but I mean,
no,
yeah,
you watch them
cute.
For real.
Oh, yeah. I love the little dogs.
No, I make fun of them, but I'm going to say no.
Well, let's start with a golden retriever.
Golden retriever.
Yeah. Oh, woo!
Nicely done. Woo! Golden retriever is number three.
Dalmatian, the fireman's friend.
Dalmatian.
The top 10 dog breeds according to what? Joe's House of Pancakes?
Whatever Kennel Club. American Kennel Club.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair enough. Oh, come on!
That's not in there, sorry.
They don't like Dalmatians?
They don't say they don't like it. It's just the top 10.
We hate Dalmatians. You know, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of my dog that I had for years. I love my dog, Shadow. She was... What was she? Oh, my God. She was...
Can't remember her own... Your own
no.
breed?
No!
That's hilarious.
Let me stall a little more. One American dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spin one. Labrador. Retriever. Labrador. Black Lab.
Labrador Retriever. Yeah.
Yes! Woo! Fubalado.
Number two.
Fubalasis. What was I saying? One American dollar. Spin one American dollar at Yamava and maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com.
All right, you got three more guesses to get two more right.
Poodle. Yeah.
You're saying poodle.
I'm saying poodle.
I'm looking here. Yes.
Oh, yes. Woof. Woof.
So you have two more guesses to get one right.
Bulldog.
And you're going to win one entire dollar.
I win a dollar. Come on.
Well done.
Woohoo. I cannot believe it. Yes. We'll head out to Yamaha.
Don't spend it all at one time.
Oh, I can make it last for a month. No problem.
Here are the top 10. The German short-haired pointer was number 10.
If that was on our little contest we're doing for real, nobody would guess that. That's a weird one.
Dachshund? Is that how you say it?
A dachshund.
Number 9?
The silly little dog.
Number 8 is beagle.
Oh, a beagle.
Number 7 is Rottweiler.
Oh, really?
Number 6 is bulldogs.
Bulldog.
Number 5 is poodles.
Poodles.
Number 4 is German Shepherd.
Oh, German Shepherd. Didn't even think of a German Shepherd.
Yeah, it's crazy that you didn't. Number 3 is Golden Retriever.
Right.
Number 2 is Labrador Retriever.
Right.
And number 1 is French Bulldog.
French Bulldog is number 1?
Yep.
Wow, according to the Kennel Club.
Yep.
They win. You win. You have one of those,
and
wins.
You won a dollar.
Yeah!
Congratulations. Woo! Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and it's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Because of the writer's strike, we're going to get a bunch of reality TV shows.
Ooh.
And one of them is The Old Bachelor.
The Old Bastard Bachelor.
Turn up my thing here so I can play one of the contestants. Is this guy.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
If they're 90 plus, I'm in.
I would totally watch that show. I've reversed my decision.
We got a bunch of guesses about the final score of the Lakers game tonight to win tickets to all 3 days of Power Trip.
Yeah, good luck to Pat, Jason, Forrest, Lupe, Jeff, Max, Gloria, and Carl. Maybe you're going out to Power Trip if it depends on how the game goes, and it's already in progress.
And Sluggo won one American dollar.
Yeah, woo!
By naming four of the top 10 dog breeds.
I almost forgot one of my favorite dogs, what she was for a long time, but she pulled through for me. All right, I'm off to pet the dog.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Let me see if I got this right. The name game is now up to 9 cents. Is that right? It's 9 cents?
It is $12,600.
Oh, but it says here on this list, nine. Oh, hold on a second.
That's not
it's
right.
It's been taken off the list. It's delisted.
It is $12,600.
The name game?
Yep.
Well, let's play it. The name game. Better than 9 cents.
818-955-KLOS. We will take caller 13. Good luck.
I mean, that's practically worthless. The name game. The
name game. $12,600. KLOS, who is this?
This is Sandy.
Sandy, your caller 13.
Yes.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game, which is up to $12,600 and tickets to all 3 days of Power Trip.
Sandy, have you been studying cat breeds?
A little bit, not a lot.
We are looking for a cat breed with a two-word name.
And let me tell you, Sandy, the last couple guesses were Aphrodite Giant and Ukrainian Levacy, which are very interesting. No, yeah, right? Choices, but they're wrong. Sandy, what do you think it is?
Let's try, I don't think I've heard it, but British long hair.
British long hair.
That was me back in the 70s when I went over there a couple times.
Is?
Yeah? Oh,
Incorrect. Incorrect. Right. Thank you for trying.
Yeah.
Thank
those you. Are those 60s bands,
okay,
too, right?
Have a good one.
You too. Take care, Sandy. All right, so next hour, it's going to be worth
$12,800. Hit hard.
I know, right?
At the end of that
nice,
song.
Quiet song.
We have $12,800. We will take caller 13 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Correct.
KLOS, who is this?
Tina.
Tina, how you doing?
Good.
You going to play our precious little name game thing?
Trying.
You are caller 13. So you get to play.
All right. Well, hopefully this is it.
We're up to $12,800. Along with tickets to all 3 days of the Power Trip concert. And what we're looking for is a cat breed with a two-word name.
Now, the last couple of guesses were British Longhair and Aphrodite Giant. Have you ever heard of an Aphrodite Giant, Tina?
No.
Neither have I. But people have been looking up the cat breeds, and those weren't it. And we're up to $12,800 after all these guesses. So what do you think it is?
Scottish Fold.
A Scottish Fold. Can you do that in a Scottish accent?
No.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Hey, language, Tina. I'm shocked. Sorry, Tina. Thanks for playing, though.
Thank you. Right. Next hour.
$13,000.
The name game.
The name game. She is pretty good. I wonder who she is.
The singer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Alanis Morissette.
How would you pick her?
I don't know. A random guess. Of humanity.
What a strange choice. We will take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS name game for $13,000. Good luck.
The TV show? I don't know. Dream about the TV show. Said it, sweetheart. It's Alanis Morissette on vocals.
$13,000. KLOS, who's this?
This is Nancy.
Nancy. You are caller 13.
I am?
Yep. That means you get to play the KLOS name game for $13,000 and tickets to all 3 days of the Power Trip concert.
Okay.
Are you ready? We're looking for a cat breed with a two-word name.
And Nancy, the last couple of guesses were Scottish Fold and a British Longhair. Those do not match what we're looking for. Nancy, what do you think it is for $13,000?
Maine Coon.
Maine Coon.
Is?
What some guy said the other day. Wrong.
Incorrect.
Sorry, Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Okay.
Sorry. Thank you for trying.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. And the KLOS name game is up to $13,000.
And now chat about it in the KLOS chat room. If you happen to have business with the state of California and you go into the government offices in Fresno and you sit down with someone named Mike, possible you're hearing KLOS because he's got us on at work. Thank you for doing that, Mike.
Well done.
At the government offices there. You visit 955klos.com/work if you're listening at work, and we'll send you free junk.
Well, they call him the Streak. He likes to show off his physique. Boogada, boogada. Ray Stevens hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1974 with the Streak. Ethel, don't look. That's too late. Peter Criss quit Kiss on this day in rock in 1980. As you know, he returned later with Ace Frehley. That was in 1996.